assess how you guys have done pace sets more than like game-like situations in the past couple of days? How would you assess the offense?
Yeah, you know, during training camp, you know, each day is going to have a different emphasis. We had a no-huddle emphasis today, and what we're trying to do as a football team is each day go out there and get better. You know, you're going to have some periods that the offense wins. There's going to be periods that defense wins. There's give and take at training camp. So every day we're just trying to get better as a football team and take it one day at a time.
I think all eyes are on Peyton, but what do you like about Osweiler's skill set so far?
But the great thing is that, you know, he's taken every note possible. You know, watching Peyton and the other two quarterbacks play, he's worked extremely hard, you know, during the off season, and just shows up every day and tries to get better. He's done a nice, you know, obviously the more time, the more reps he gets, the better he'll be, because as a quarterback, you need reps. If you just take one or two snaps here and there, it's hard to get in the groove, and as you're learning a new system like he is, it's going to take some time. So like we've said in the past about the quarterbacks here, there's going to be some growing pains with him. He's going to hit a roadblock. He hit one last week. You know, information overload kind of sets in when you keep on installing through training camp, and then he snaps out of it, and he'll have his good and bad days.
How important will the preseason games be for him as far as learning to adapt with what other teams are throwing at him?
Well, the good thing is that we'll go in there and having no idea at all, you know, what he's going to see, and just let him go out there and play football. We'll simplify for, you know, certain people when they're in there, and just let them go out and play and let guys react. But it's not just him. It's, you know, all 11 guys in the huddle together, sticking together and playing fast and, you know, doing their job and not having some breakdowns like you've seen out here.
What are you hoping to get out of the scrimmage on Saturday at the stadium?
Just let guys go out and play full speed. You know, it's going to be the first time we're going to go to the ground in a scrimmage situation. You know, we've had a short yardage and a goal line scrimmage, but, you know, for the whole distance of the field, first, second down, third down, if it's in the red area, if it's another short yardage or goal line play, and just let guys go cut it loose and see what they can do when it's more game-like and not, you know, controlled tempo.
Chris Clark was saying he hadn't been on the right side of the line until he became a tight end. How much did that experience last year at tight end help him making the transition, and now how's he doing on the first team?
Well, he's doing a nice job. You know, when we have to think it's next man up mentality here. There's going to be some injuries throughout the year, and that's going to happen. The next guy up has got to step up, and we can't skip a beat as an offense and just keep going. And he's done a nice job of filling in, and, you know, he's played long enough. You know, there is an adjustment, but it's still going out. I guess his opposite foot's back and his other hand's up or whatever, however he's going to change. But he's done a nice job.
Do you like the rhythm that Peyton's developing with not only Decker but now Demaryius?
Yeah, we're getting better as an offense every day, and that's the key, is that, you know, everyone gets on the same page, and that's something that's going to take time. You know, during OTAs, you don't have necessarily – I mean, you're going full speed, but it's different. The defense isn't jamming the receivers out there, so certain things – the protection's not live like it's been. And now that's just something that's going to come over time. The more we can practice in live situations and in pads, the better they're going to get. And that's with everybody. That's the entire offense, though, not just one guy.
How close is Sean Moreno to being fully ready to play in a game?
You'd have to ask Greek that. By no means am I a doctor. So, but he's working extremely hard. And that's what I can say. Sean deserves a lot of credit for the way he's approached the offseason. It's not easy coming off a knee injury like that. But the great thing is Willis, you know, had a knee injury early in his career too. So I think that helps see where Willis is now, that Sean through hard work and just one day at a time and just keep going and fight through some pain and, you know, just keep rehabbing with Greek, and then we'll cut him loose when the right time comes.
What did you see in Cameron Kenny?
Well, you know, he's in a tough situation. You know, just coming in this morning, and, you know, you might see a position coach on the film, or if you're watching practice, Tyke might have been behind him a few plays trying to help him, but he did a nice job just stepping in and taking, you know, the snaps he had.